Holy Spirit, be my comforter. Holy Spirit, take control. Hallelujah.
As I walk along the way is dark.
Oh yes, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, be my comforter. Holy Spirit, away is God. Oh yes, Holy Spirit, be my Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, Holy, oh yes, move in now. Hallelujah, live my life all again. Oh yes, Spirit, move over me. Wonderful,
something wonderful in my life.
Something wonderful in my life.
Something wonderful in my life.
Today.
Today.
Hallelujah. Something wonderful in my life.
Something
wonderful in my life. Something wonderful in my life.
Be with me.
impossibility,
possibility.
Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Shammai, Jehovah Rohi, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Rapha. Complete, complete, complete in him. I am complete in him. Complete, complete, complete in him. I am complete. Sing it loud and clear. Complete. Your right hand to the heavenly beloved. Say, oh thou that troubleth my Israel, the God of Elijah shall trouble you today. In the name of Jesus, oh thou that troubleth my Israel, the God of Elijah shall trouble you today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. God of wonders, we thank you for a wonderful day like this. We thank you for your mighty hand, which is the most powerful hand. We thank you because in every situation you are the El Shaddai, the God who is more than sufficient. We thank you because at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Of things in heaven, of things on earth, of things underneath the earth. We thank you because of that name which is above all names. Far above every principality and power. And far above every name that is to be named. The name of Jesus. We thank you for that name. accept our thanks in Jesus' name. This money open our understanding. Meet us at the point of our need. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless. This morning we are looking at what I call buried but not dead. Buried but not dead. I'm reading from the book of John chapter 11. I'm reading this popular story from verse 1. Buried but not dead. John 11, 1 to 5. Now a certain man was sick, named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister sent unto him, they sent to Jesus, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. He whom thou lovest is sick. Let's stop there for a little bit. Lazarus was described as somebody whom the Lord loved. He was a friend of Jesus. But in spite of the fact that he was a friend of Jesus, he was sick. Why should he be sick if he's a friend of Jesus? Can he whom Jesus loved be sick? The whole of this family were friends of Jesus. But yeah, there was a tragedy that was happening therein. In spite of this, and in spite of the fact that they sent for Jesus, Lazarus was still sick. Herein comes the first lesson we can pick up from this passage. The presence of the Lord does not mean that you'll be excused from the storms of life. The fact that you are a Christian does not mean that it's an automatic discharge certificate from the battles of life. Because the storm of life is a very strange personality. It has no respect for your academic level. It has no respect for your family background. It has no respect for your beauty or your handsomeness. It has no respect for most things that you do. The storm of life is a stark literate. Cannot read, it cannot write. Bombards people anyhow. A friend of Jesus. But yet that friend of Jesus was sick. So you could be here this morning and you love the Lord with all your heart. And yet you are battling, you are facing a battle. It has happened to somebody before. Here is the person whom Jesus loved. And yet the storm of sickness bombarded him. You see, when problems arise, some people break down completely. But others use that problem to break record. The problem may make you better or bitter. This is why I want you to raise your right hand to the heavens and shout this at the top of your voice. I shall not surrender. I'm sure you can say it louder than that. I shall not give up. My problems shall give up. In the name of Jesus. I shall not surrender. I shall not give up. My problems shall give up. In the name of Jesus. I shall not surrender. I shall not give up. My problems shall give up. In the name of Jesus. Declare it for the heavens to know. Declare it for hellfire to hear. Maseta kaya boshende rabasanda. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Bible says, for a just man falleth 7 times and riseth up again. That's what the Bible says. In Proverbs 24:16. For a just man falleth 7 times, but riseth up again. Falling down is not defeat. Staying down is the defeat. Let's read on a little bit further. Verse 4. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified therein. He said, this sickness is not unto death. Meaning that there are some sicknesses that can lead to death. This is why both physical and spiritual sicknesses should not be ignored. Your pride may be a sickness. Your anger may be a sickness. You can excuse it the way people excuse mild headache or mild stomach disorder. You may neglect it until it becomes something really serious. That bad tongue is a sickness. The unforgiveness is a sickness. The bitterness within is a sickness, a spiritual sickness. If you just treat it mildly, it will become something big and become critical later. Even physical sicknesses too should not be ignored. One little physical or spiritual sickness ignored can lead to death. Jesus said the sickness is not unto death. Immediately Jesus made that pronouncement, the words of Jesus had melted away the power of the sickness. Immediately he made that pronouncement. I'd like you to raise up your right hand again and shout this loud and clear. Lord Jesus, speak death unto all my sickness. Can you say that loud and clear? Yes. Shout it louder than that. Shout it louder than that. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare that one loud and clear. Jesus spoke death unto the sickness of Lazarus. And is willing to do the same thing today. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. When Jesus speaks unto your circumstances, it may still be pretending as if it's alive, but it has lost its power. Perhaps you are in this morning's meeting, and the enemy has cast you into a furnace of fire. There shall be a fourth man in that fire. When all things are against you, that's when faith prospers, and your worst can become your best. Let's read them a little bit. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. That's verse 5. When he had heard therefore that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then after that he said to his disciples, let us go into Judea again. The Lord did not panic. Jesus gave death and Satan extra time of 4 more days to perfect their worst. Jesus is the master, and he could destroy in one moment what Satan had been building for years. Jesus arrived when all hope was lost. I remember this morning the testimony of that brother who was brought to a meeting paralyzed. And I could remember clearly the prayer point we were praying that morning. That anything you have not planted in my life, let them be uprooted. And the prayer started. All of a sudden the brother noticed that something was growing out of his head like a horn. Since the man of God said, don't open your eyes, continue praying. He closed his eyes, but held tight to this thing that was growing. And he began to pull. And by the time we say, in Jesus' name we pray, he had pulled out something as something like that looked like a ruler, but it was as tall as himself. It's amazing that that kind of thing could be inside a human body. All the x-rays and all those things did not detect this thing. And he had been in this condition for 14 years. But one moment was enough for Jesus to destroy what Satan has been building for years. Jesus arrived when all hope was completely lost. I decree that this morning, that although men may have counted you as now beyond hope, they shall find out that your God is never late. They shall find out that no condition is hopeless before God. Raise your right hand to the Lord again and declare this louder than everybody around you. I am ripe for a miracle. By the power in the blood of Jesus. Can you say it 7 hot times? Yes. 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 Oh, yes. 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 Yeah. In 1 day, with a few words, Jesus undid what Satan, through sickness and death and the grave, had taken so long to accomplish. Lazarus was already secured with the padlock and the bolt of the grave. It does not matter how ancient the gates, the problems that bring tears to you are. Because a lot of us are struggling against ancient gates. Ancient gates. We prayed with a brother some years ago. He was born in a particular place in this Nigeria. I've forgotten the name of the place now. But in that place, when they give birth to a new baby, on the day of the dedication, a strange voice will tell them which name to give to that baby. And that's the name the child will have. And this brother just got the name and was carrying the name about. And as that name was, so was his life. Because his translation of that name really meant light feather. Not even ordinary feather, light one. So anywhere he worked, the maximum he worked in any place was 1 month before they sack him. In some places, they will ask him to go home. They will send your termination letter to you. Don't even want to see you around there at all. He was struggling against an ancient gate. One day, he prayed some prayers. And with a few words in those prayers, the ancient gate was broken. So shall it be this morning. Anyone struggling against an ancient gate that you don't understand, that ancient gate shall be broken. Does not matter for how many years or generations sickness and death have enveloped you. It will take the master only one day to rectify these ancient ruins. Only a few words from the master will wipe away tears and restore joy. Raise up your right hand again. Say, oh God alive! And speak words of breakthrough into my life. Now! In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it. Oh God alive. And speak words of breakthrough. Now. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Look at verse 7. Then after that said to his disciples, let us go into Judea again. His disciples said unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, goest thou thither again? But all the same, Jesus went. And then, look at it from verse 18. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as he heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. But I know. Can you say that loud and clear? That even now. Can you say those two things loud and clear? Can you say that again? Did he say yesterday? Did he say tomorrow? That woman said, I know that even now. That word, even now, shows the faith of that woman. Although he's dead. But even now, I know that even now, if you want him to rise, he shall rise. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it to you. And Jesus said unto her, after that woman made that pronouncement, Jesus said, thy brother shall rise again. Even now. But I know that even now. Can you say that again, beloved? Say it again. Say that again. Look at verse 28. And when she had so said, she went away and called Mary her sister secretly, saying, the master is come. The master is come. When Jesus was called to the scene of the storm of the sea, it turned the great storm into a great calm. When Jesus arrives on the scene, it will turn the storms into bliss. It will turn the tears into smile. It will turn the sorrow into joy. He will turn the weeping into laughter. It will turn the adversity to triumph. It will turn the night to day. It will turn every frustration to fulfillment. It will turn the ashes into beauty. It will turn failure into success. When Jesus is invited into the scene, it turns poverty into prosperity. It will turn all the destruction to construction. And then it will turn the disgrace to grace. The weakness to strength. When Jesus comes into the scene, the darkness will turn into light. And all the losses into gain. It says, the master is come. The master is come. The master is come. Raise up your right hand to the Lord, beloved. And declare this louder than whoever is around you. Say, my problems. Hear the word of the Lord. The master is come. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it. My problems. Every word of the Lord. The master is come. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Say, my fears. Hear the word of the Lord. The master is come. In the name of Jesus. Tell them that the master is come. The master is come. The master is come. The master has come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Say, my trouble. Say, my trouble. You are in trouble today. Because the master is come. In the name of Jesus. The master is come. Announce to them. Let them know. The master is come. Masekateya boshendera bokora basanda. Announce the trouble. The master is come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Listen, beloved. Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. Lazarus needed two kinds of miracles. Miracle number one was deliverance from the hands of death. Only God could do this. Only God could release a spirit from the grave and send him back to the body. The second miracle that was needed was the grave clothes were still on him. The tokens and the tools of death still surrounded him. Jesus now made another pronouncement. Lose him and let him go. Lose him. And let him go. Many today have been spoken to life by the master, but the grave clothes remain. These are the Egyptian carryovers, the covenant of family tombstones that have kept watch over many perpetually. And this is a cause of great trouble. Many have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They have been sanctified and filled with power, but the grave clothes still remain. That's why he said, lose him and let him go. Because although he had received freedom, he was liberated, but he was not free. He was still bound. He was still bound. There you find so many Christians today too. Born again, sanctified, spirit-filled, but still bound by sins, by evil covenants, by bondages of darkness, by the powers of the night, being bound. And anytime they say, release me, you say, how can we release you? Your parents brought you here. Amen. I want to make heaven. So I'm not stopping you from making heaven. You can go there. No problem. But as you are making your way to that heaven, take this three-piece suit. It is called a three-piece suit of poverty. Then take this shoe. The shoe of sickness.
take this tie. It is the tie of constant malaria. And the person, he will go to heaven, but on ragged sheep. Loose him, he says, and let him go. It's a language from heaven. Loose, let go. Loose, let go. It's a language from heaven. God was the first person to issue that cry, and he issued it against Pharaoh. Let my people go. Why does God not just go there and say, come on? He warned them. Let, when he says, let them go, it means they have been held. When Jesus said, lose him, it means he's bound. Raise up your right hand to the heavenly again and say this louder than the person close to you. Please pray this word. Because as you pray it, you may notice that a specific rain may be falling on you. And the vibrating power of the Holy Spirit may come upon you. Raise up your right hand to the heavens. You say, ancient foundation of trouble. Lose me and let me go. In the name of Jesus. Ancient foundation of trouble. Lose me, let me go. 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 Lose me and let me go. Lose me and let me go. In the name of Jesus. Lose me and let me go. Masikapoya boshendera bokora basanta. Ribosoponde keyaba. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Bible is a book that is supposed to answer questions. But sometimes the Bible asks the questions, it gives no answer. But there was a question that the Bible asks, and the Bible gives an answer. For example, you find the Bible saying, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? It gave no answer. The Bible asks the question, when the Son of Man comes to earth, will he find faith on earth? Didn't give an answer. But thank God it gave an answer to this one. This is Genesis chapter 18, verse 14. Genesis chapter 18, verse 14. Genesis 18, 14, I'm reading just the first section. It says, is anything too hard for the Lord? Is anything too hard for the Lord? Thank God in Jeremiah chapter 32 verse 17. Jeremiah chapter 32 verse 17. The Bible answers the question. Jeremiah 32 17. Our Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy great, great power and stretched out hand. And there is nothing, nothing too hard for thee. So the question asked in Genesis, is anything too hard for the Lord? Book of Jeremiah said, there is nothing too hard. There is no promise too hard for God to fulfill. There is no prayer too hard for God to answer. There is no problem too hard for God to solve. There is no stubborn situation too hard for God to resolve. There is no enemy too hard for God to dismantle. There is no mountain too hard for God to climb. There is no reproach too hard for God to remove. God is a spirit. He is the only one of Israel. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He is the God of visions, dreams, and angelic visitation. If he needs to send you an angel to resolve your situation, he will send the angel. God was the one that covered the dry land with sea in his anger in Noah's day. It was the same person who removed the sea and created dry land for the deliverance of the children of Israel. God has sent rain, fire, wild wind, and bread from heaven before. God had brought water from rock before. God has made snakes from wood. When he threw sticks down, he became a snake. God made man from the dust. It was the one that broke the long leg of Jacob. And he buried Korah, Dathan, and Abiram and his company alive. It was the person who was excited looking at Elijah on Mount Carmel. When Elijah called for a contest, he said, yes, that's my boy. Called them to contest. And when he said, let fire fall, It was him that poured fire on Elijah's altar. God was the same person that withered Jeroboam's hand. It was a God that turned the River Nile to blood. It was a God that sank the Jericho wall. It was a God that was the first person to provide an aeroplane to carry somebody from earth, called the Chariot of Fire. Our God walked three men through a fiery furnace. There was a man that came to the world without his eyeballs. He created a fresh one with sand and put it back into his eyes. It was his angel that dealt with Pharaoh. His angels did a kind of terrible warfare against God's enemy in the Bible. His resurrection was announced by the angels. And because he is the resurrection and the life, when he speaks life unto dead matters, those things listen to his voice. That's why I say you should announce that the master is come. The grave could not hold him back on the day of his resurrection. The voice of resurrection and the spirit of resurrection that spoke Lazarus into life was in Jesus. And so the grave could not hold him too back on his resurrection day. So any grave that is limiting you now shall limit you no more. Because of what? Because the master is come. And until you have met that master, a person becomes limited. This morning, we're going to pray against grave clothes. Grave clothes! How can somebody born again, spirit-filled, the power of God in his life, and then the enemy is just putting grave clothes around the person? It's time for us to call down fire and destroy every limitation. If God has to promote, let him promote. If he has to demote, let him demote. If he has to remove, let him remove. If he has to transfer, let him transfer. If he has to sack, let him sack. If he has to kill, let him kill. But the grave clothes must be removed. Because the master is come. Rise up, your feet. All eyes closed. Within the next few minutes, I want you to exercise temporary madness like blind Bartimaeus. Because it was the madness of Bartimaeus that helped him. When he said, Jesus, son of David, have mercy. And Jesus said, what do you want me to do? He said, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said, thy faith has made thee whole. He didn't say my power. He didn't say my strength. He didn't say my glory. He said, thy faith, that your temporary madness has made you whole. Beloved, I want you to know that this is Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministry. And we're not here for show. This is not a disco church. This is a military church. This is an intensive care church where things that the enemy thinks it has finished, we decree and declare that it does not have the final say. You will now open your mouth like fire and like thunder with holy madness boiling in your heart as we call on the master to your situation now. Every grave closed of my father's house, limiting my life. Can you shout that loud and clear? I'm sure you can be more aggressive than that. Can you shout it louder than that? Can you shout it even louder than that? Oh yes. Damn! In the name of Jesus, deal with those grave clothes. You should not wear them about. In the name of Jesus. Potaribo sende kayaba. Ribo sepende kayabo shente yaba. Yes, let the grave clothes receive the fire of God. Let the God of Elijah arise and begin to fight for you. 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 Let the God of Elijah arise and begin to fight for you. Masikatoya boshendera bokola baraba. Aha, aha. Yes. Something must happen in your life this morning. The power of God must manifest. And his glory must fill your life. From the top of your head to the sole of your feet. In the name of Jesus. All the ancient foundation must be broken, 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 must be broken. All the ancient foundations must be broken, must be broken, must be broken. Masekate yabo shente rabo kolaba. Riboka ponde kayabo shente yaba kayaba. Aha, 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 aha. Aha. In Jesus' name we pray. That's better. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Four persons here this morning, they are coming here for the first time. Thank God you were able to make it here this morning. Because the enemy has proposed that within the next 2 weeks you will die. But as you were praying there, the arrows of death were going back to the senders. Thank God you were able to come here this morning. That's right. Thank you, Jesus. There is someone here today. The doctors have given you up. They say this case is not possible again. But the master has come to your situation now. And he has laid hands upon you. That's right. With holy boiling madness, you will pray this again. Limitation and disgrace. What are you waiting for? Die! In the name of Jesus, the power of limitation and the power of disgrace, deal with them now by the power in the blood of Jesus. Every power of limitation and disgrace, what are you waiting for? Die, 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 die. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Masikate yabo shende rabo kora baraba santa. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Enough is enough. Power of God. Move. Move. Power of God. Move. 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 Aha, aha. The power of limitation and disgrace. I kill you now. I kill you now. Yes, 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 yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Sisters, say this after me with holy anger. Every power that wants to bury me while I'm still alive. Can I hear the sister shouting it loud and clear? Sister, do you understand that prayer point? That is the power that does not want you to fulfill your destiny. The power that wants to make you a figurehead. The power that wants you to become history while you are still living. Can the sister shout it again loud and clear? Brothers, shout it louder than the sisters. Everybody together now. Die! In the name of Jesus. As every power that wants to bury me while I'm still alive. Your time is up. Your time is up. Your time is up. Your time is up. Yes, you must tap into the ability of our God. Open your mouth and say it. Open your mouth and say it. Today is today. Mopa la kata satia. Ribakapana bokayaba. Matenda satia boko shenteyaba. Aha, 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 aha. Yes, that's the power of God. That's the power of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Later, if you read that story of Lazarus further, Jesus was invited to a dinner, and the same Lazarus was on the high table. And people came to that party just to look at Lazarus. You now shout this loud and clear. Oh God, alive! And manifest your power as a man of war in my situation. Oh God, arise and manifest your power as a man of war in my situation. In the name of Jesus. Yes, let him manifest his power as a man of war. As a man of war, as a man of war, as a man of war, manifest your power as a man of war in my situation, in my situation. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Basekate ya boshente ya boraba. Ribakapanda kaya boshente ya ba. In Jesus' name we pray. I wish you could see what God is doing here this morning. I wish you could see what he's doing here this morning. Three more prayer points before you go. This one is sharp, direct, and works like fire. Just say this after me, everybody. Inherited bad luck. In the name of Jesus. Parakata sendayaba. Deal with it in the name of Jesus. Mopele kasete ya boshende ya ba. Riboko sapende ke ya boshente ya ba kolaba. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Today is today. Yes, I refuse to inherit any bad luck. Inherit a bad luck. Die, 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 in the name of Jesus. Paula Cassette Yabo Shente Yaba. Aha, aha, aha. Thank you, Jesus. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Two more. Every power that says I will not be congratulated. Can you say it with anger? Can you shout it at the top of your voice? Be wasted in the name of Jesus. Where's the power? Where's the power? Where's the power? In the name of Jesus. Where's the power? In the name of Jesus. Where's the power? Masikate yabo shende rabo kora baraba santia. Ribakapanda kasete yabo shente yaba. Where's the power? Where's the power? Where's them? Where's them? Where's them? Where's them? In the name of Jesus. Aha, 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 aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. As someone in this meeting, we have cried, not knowing that what has happened to you is that they have taken your name to 26 witchcraft covenant. Right there where you are, the power of God is coming upon you. And their yoke upon your life, 26 of them, broken completely. Thank you, Jesus. This is the final prayer point, the final one for this morning, which I want you to pray like blind Bartimaeus. Blind Bartimaeus. This prayer is for those that have been written off, those who have stubborn, organized enemies, and they are organizing against you. Aha. Say this loud and clear. My enemy shall die in my place. Very simple prayer, but very powerful. A man died in the place of Mordecai. My enemies shall die in my place. In the name of Jesus. Masikataya boshente yaba. Open your mouth and say, in Jesus' name we pray. Can you shout that prayer point and let me hear you loud and clear? Can you make it louder than that? Can you make it even louder than that? Everybody shout it again loud and clear. Everybody together now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray it again. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Odigio Yedikagi, Jehovah, Odigio Yedikagi, Odigio Yedikagi, Jehovah, Odigio Yedikagi, Odigio Yedikagi, Odigio Yedikagi, Odigio Yedikagi, Odigio Yedikagi, Odigio Yedikagi, you are more than what they say, you are more than what people say. You are more than what people say. Odigio Yedikagi, Odigio Yedikagi, Odigio Yedikagi, Odigio Yedikagi, I'll be your lady. Thank the Lord for what he has done for you here this morning. Thank you for what he has done for you here this morning. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Let's share the grace in fellowship.